This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We have been on this program over the past couple of days talking a lot about bonds, about bond yields in particular, and how they've been going up. Higher interest rates up for a whole lot of reasons. But what does that mean, do you suppose, in real life? Well, here's one thing. When rates rise in normal times, the U.S. dollar gets stronger. It becomes more attractive for traders. And for a while, the dollar did get stronger. It got so much stronger, in fact, that a lot of big multinationals were complaining that the dollar was too strong. So strong it was making a dent in their overseas profits. But we have not been hearing many of those complaints this year because the dollar has been falling even though interest rates are still high. Marketplace's Justin Ho explains what's going on there.
The Federal Reserve's interest rate hikes usually push up the dollar. But right now, the Fed isn't the only central bank that's raising rates.
The rest of the world has started to play catch-up and try to keep up with the Fed.
That's Juan Perez, director of trading at Monex USA. The European Central Bank has been raising rates, which has pushed up the value of the euro. Same with the Bank of England and the pound. Perez says the Mexican peso has been rising too, largely because
Mexico is an economy that has a gross domestic product growing above 3%.
A weaker U.S. dollar could help out any company that exports, since it makes those products cheaper. Kenneth Rogoff, an economics professor at Harvard, says it makes services cheaper, too.
If you are a music performer and you're doing a tour in Europe and you charge in dollars, you're going to be more competitive.
U.S. importers, on the other hand, might have to pay more for the products they bring in, and that can make them hold off.
We haven't purchased as much equipment.
That's Greg Warwick, CEO of the equipment supplier TMB Baking, which imports a lot of items from Europe. Warwick says he's not concerned, in part because he bought a lot of equipment back in September when the euro was cheap.
So we feel comfortable with the inventory that we have of items like spiral mixers and some of those types of items where we purchased forward considerably.
Even though the dollar's value has been weakening, it's also becoming more stable. Megan Schoenberger is a senior economist with KPMG.
Large fluctuations in currency don't really benefit anybody because it makes it harder to do business.
Schoenberger says a more stable dollar helps out importers, exporters, and companies that do both. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.